The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com takes you right to our website. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. 16th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What's going on?
It's National AI Day.
Whoa. So now you have to ask yourself, is it really Carl? Is it really Ben? Or is it AI? Okay.
It's National Cherry Day also, too.
Cherry?
Cherries, like, you know, cherries you get off of trees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cherry pie, all that. That's it?
No. National Dole Whip Day.
Okay, say that again.
Dole Whip Day?
Dole Whip.
Yeah. You know, like pineapple?
Oh, pineapple. My guests are nodding their heads like they've heard this. Oh, by the way, you can put those on. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You use that one and that one. Yeah. So you can hear what he's saying, but you obviously heard what he was saying through the mics here. Okay, Dole Whip. Dole pineapple, I understand, but whip, I don't get that one.
It's like the ice cream.
Oh, the ice cream. Got it.
You know, like if you've been to Hawaii, you can go to the Dole plantation and you can get it like straight from the place.
Well, pineapple.
But
am I missing something? I'm missing something here. Whip, WHIP, right?
Yep,
whip.
Yeah, oh. It's like ice cream.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten pineapple straight from the plantation there. Okay, got it. Sunny and hot today, big surprise, but it's under 100. It's going to be all of 99. Friday, 98. Saturday, 99. All sunny and hot, my friends, but not heavy winds or anything. Sunday, 99. Well, let me put it this way. Between now and next Wednesday, it's going to be anywhere from 97 to 99, which means it'll be 100 in some areas and 95 in others. So it's going to be hot. It's going to be consistent. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, started close to 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kenny, have provided just outstanding service for those 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards, state-level awards, for hiring veterans out of their business. Really good people out there. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here today with guests here for the first time. They've never been on the show. And it's Jessica and Christian Santos. And they're here from the Reading Slow Pitch Softball League. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So who got into it first? I mean, you meet each other on the field?
We met each other on the field.
Did you really?
It started, I would say, about 12 years ago.
12 years ago, mm-hmm. And you were in the Slow Pitch Softball, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And so you two met?
Playing softball, yeah. Out of the old Big League Dreams, now Reading Slow Pitch. Reading.
What is that now?
The Reading Sports Park.
Yeah. Sports Park. Got it. Wow. Well, that's cool.
Yes,
so you met somebody that's doing what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. Cool. So you now, the Reading Slow Pitch Softball League, it's obvious. How did you get, are y'all like ahead of it now?
So when Big League Dreams closed down, it took a lot from the adults and the regular players out at the sports park. So we took it upon ourselves when we heard there would be a city council meeting to show up and advocate for the softball league and the park itself to get the doors back open and give us a place to where we could play this game that we all love. Well, we kind of got voluntold by our own, by all of our friends and our players as we got up and started talking and advocating for the league and just trying to fight for these doors to open back up. It just started snowballing into this thing, and everyone just started coming to us for answers. Well, my wife, being this amazingly driven woman, just kind of threw it out and said, well, let's just go ahead and do it ourselves.
You two are cute.
And so, yeah,
look at you.
As a supportive husband and doing what I'm told, that's what we do. Absolutely.
Yeah, find out what they want and do it.
Absolutely.
And, sometimes we don't even have to ask. Sometimes it's just, yes, dear.
Absolutely. She gives me that look, and it's, okay, it's happening.
Oh, we all know what that looks like.
Absolutely. And so we made it happen. The city announced they were opening the park, gave us about a 2-3 week window, and in that time frame, we came up with the name, we got our business license, we advertised, and as soon as October 1st, 2024, we launched our first Slow Pitch Softball League.
That was the first night that they opened the park back up. And so we had our first league night, the first night that they opened.
See, I have friends that play roller hockey out there. Mm-hmm. They were very upset.
Oh, yeah.
And, so Big League Dreams then became the Reading Sports Park.
Mm-hmm.
What I was surprised, frankly, was how many people used it. You know, because we were going, hey, you know, how can you let something that thousands of people use here, everything from soccer to roller hockey to softball, and I don't know other sports they have out there.
Oh, they do baseball, the travel league. They do baseball. They do fast pitch.
Mm-hmm. Fast pitch.
Softball.
Softball.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? That is a tough game, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen one of the pitchers. They had this one, a woman pitcher that, you know, plays. She didn't play out here. But they put her up against a couple, you know, or Major League Baseball players. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was burning it past them.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, they were a little bit cocky when they got up there and that first pitch went blown by. It was like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that movie The Natural. Take off their jacket. Okay, let's dig in here.
Oh, yeah. No, me personally, I wouldn't want to wear one of those.
Oh, no. So how many participants do you have?
We are getting ready to launch a new league. But just past league on Mondays, we've got 22 teams. Each team has on average of 12 to 15 people per roster.
Okay.
So that's on a Monday. On a Friday, we had 20 teams. Tuesdays, we're running kickball leagues as well.
Okay.
And
is that kickball? Kickball.
With the big red ball.
With the big
red ball. Well, yeah, like but do you run to the base or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You run the bases.
And then the person catches and tries to what?
If you catch it, you're out. Or you get hit by the ball, or the ball beats you to the bag.
Okay. So you can throw it, or you can hit somebody with it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or
oh, yeah.
And we started doing that league for 12 and up because we had a lot of kids that were teenagers that were out there.
Sure.
And we're kind of like, oh, well, the parents are playing softball. You know, how can we incorporate, you know, the kids too?
Yeah.
And also bring out, you know, more people to the park that don't play softball.
Sure.
So, you know, you remember your elementary kid, you know, kickball game and just how much fun it was and just bringing back the nostalgia of, you know, your childhood.
Yeah.
That's what we're
better doing. Better than dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're bloody and it's out.
Which is not off the table.
Which is not off the table. Okay. Now, you have 22 teams playing on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
How many fields are there out there?
There's five fields.
There are five
There's
fields?
There's five fields.
So you'll have an early game and a later game.
And so our league starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And the last game ends at around 10 p.m.
Okay. Do you have the mercy rule?
We do.
Okay. What's the mercy rule?
It's 20 runs after the fourth inning, 15 after the fifth inning, and 10 runs after the sixth inning.
Okay, and you play seven?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, this is great.
Seven innings or 55 minutes, whichever one comes first.
I'm sorry. What?
So you play seven innings.
Uh-huh.
So you either play the whole seven or you play 55 minutes. We have to keep the games timed as well because we
have to. So you get an hour to play seven innings?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty quick out there.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wow. Okay. So you can watch a whole game in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Jessica and Christian Santos. They head up the Reading Slow Pitch Softball League. And I'm finding about all this information. We're talking hundreds of people who are out there all during the season, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Hundreds every night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Great. Okay, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back after the after our messages.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th.
Sing along to the hits that defined a generation.
Tickets start at just $55.
Time marches on.
Don't let this show pass you by.
Get your tickets today.
Must be 21 to attend.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Grab your boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. I am here with two very likable people, Jessica and Kristen Santos. I just met them a few minutes ago, and I'm thinking, these are really nice people. You know, don't show me wrong, but, you know, get arrested here in the next couple of days. They head up the they're presidents of the Redding Slow Pitch Softball League, and we have hundreds of people, kids, adults, seniors, even though their definition of senior kind of, you know. It's because the senior league, they need, you know, they took it down to 40. So, but now you still got 70-year-olds probably out there playing.
Mm-hmm. Right, we do. We
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're getting ready to have a overnight softball tournament. Is this correct?
This is, yes.
Okay. Tell us about it.
All right. So the tournament's going to start this Friday at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. It'll be right after our regularly scheduled softball.
So you got regularly scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's over. And so you start the...
We start the tournament right after the last game ends.
Now, these are all teams from within the softball, your softball league, right?
Yeah, we do have teams from out of town as well coming
out
in.
Out of town's coming in.
Yes.
Would you have teams from out of town coming in other times?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to play from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. the next morning. And I went, oh, an overnighter. And then, well, yeah, it's going to be 150 degrees out there during the day, so you played at night, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a good idea. So, okay. And it's for bragging rights then.
It is. It is. That, yep. And it's the first of its kind that we've been able to organize and put together as well.
Okay. So how much is admission to the games? I mean, people want to come watch you. Mm-hmm.
It's a $7 gate fee.
Okay.
And get you a wristband. We're having all sorts of events that night, too. We've got a DJ coming.
Okay.
DJ. We have pickup sand volleyball, so you can go and play volleyball with your $7 admission. There's laser tag in the field house. The Parks and Recreation is going to set up laser tag.
Is the bar open in there?
The bar will be open.
The restaurant, the Black Sheep.
Restaurant and bar.
Yes.
What's it called?
The Black Sheep.
Of course it is.
Yep.
They're
going to have drink specials. It's going to be a really fun time.
All right. So, okay. Now, what about your regular games? Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Is there a gate admission for that?
No. No. Throughout the week, there is no
gate. It's just free?
It is.
Come out and watch?
Absolutely.
You have any fights out there?
We don't. No.
Is everybody... You know what I noticed when I was playing slow pitch? Everybody's really laid back on this. You know? And, you know... Well, okay, there's competitive, we're all competitive, okay?
Yes.
But it's not to the point where you're bashing into somebody when you're going around second or something like that.
Right,
No, I'm just saying is and slow pitch softball is such fun.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah, you get that guy out there that weighs 250 pounds, most of it's around his belly. Gets out there, smacks, no.
I feel personally attacked.
No. Don't, you're a big boy. But you're not that kind of big. But you know, they can play. They're out there.
Mm-hmm.
I love slow pitch softball. Not anymore. But it's getting from my hand eye coordination is good. But it's getting from home plate to first base, and God forbid I hit it further than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch me hobbling around there. Oh,
you get
look,
a runner.
He blew his hammy. Look, he blew a hammy.
You got to get to first, and then you get a runner.
There you go. Hit it far enough that you can kind of trot on down to first.
There you go.
Well, this sounds just wonderful. I just didn't have any idea that it was so organized. We had so many people out there. I knew about the roller hockey because I got friends that play.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard how many thousand people used the sports complex, I was, wow, yeah, we got to do something mm-hmm. on that. Because a city is defined by certain things. City hall, theaters, museums, a civic auditorium, which we don't have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like the sports park. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other things that define a city. But it's all those amenities that we need, you know, for the kids to play and adults. Because mm-hmm. you two obviously love it. Okay, so what's going on? And so that's going to be Friday. So what other things are going on? And who makes up your teams, I guess? Do you have, like businesses? It'd be a business team? Or?
So there's plenty of local businesses that do partake in our mm-hmm. softball leagues. And they organize it all themselves. We advertise what the cost of teams are
uh-huh.
and the times that you'll be playing.
Right.
And we do that for months in advance. And then once we get all the team schedules together, I put the schedule together. And
uh-huh.
then we just start coordinating times. And it'll be a week, 8 week plus playoffs, so 9 weeks in total seasons.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, do you have all girl teams?
We have women's teams.
You have a women's? So that would be a women's team, but you don't have enough for a league.
No, we do. So our Mondays, Mondays we run co-ed softballs at
right.
8 and 9. We run men's and women's at 6 and 7.
Okay, so it'll be 6 o'clock, it'll be one, 7 would be the other.
Correct.
So you've got enough. So how many teams are in a league, I guess I should ask? You told me before, 22?
So we have 22 on a Monday. In order for it an individual league, whether it's women, men's, or co-ed.
Yeah.
Six?
We try to do six just financially. That helps with, you know, insurance
involved.
Yeah,
figuring out, yeah.
So six minimum.
You just rotate them through.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does the season last?
9 weeks.
9 weeks.
You'll have 8 weeks of regular season playoffs or season games, and then on that ninth week, we take every single team, your win-loss record, and we match you and we seed it, and so you'll play playoffs on the ninth week.
Okay, does like the one with the 4-12 play another 4-12, or are they, or is it going to be the reverse? 4-12 plays 15-0.
That's what it'll be. Yeah,
oh,
it'll be one
okay.
will play six and two okay, will play five.
It.
Yeah,
because what BLD did is that you only the top so many teams got to go to playoffs. But what we changed when we took over is that everyone makes playoffs in our league.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You know this should be fun. And even if you know what. Every dog has its day. You know, it could be that day that dog is there.
And not to mention, we break our leagues up into an upper and a lower bracket. So throughout the whole season, you'll play someone who's really, really, really good. Then you'll play people who are just brand new to the game. And when it comes to playoffs, we remind everybody that we break it out into uppers and lowers. So the team, the bottom four or two or three teams that have similar records, we just separate them and do it their own playoffs and championships.
Okay, so say I come out there and I say, hey, I really want to play softball, but... Can I get on a team?
Absolutely.
So you, if somebody just calls you up, and we'll get your phone numbers and email, and do you have a website?
We have social media and my
Facebook,
wife, Facebook and Instagram. Yes.
Okay. So what's your Facebook account?
It's Reading Slow Pitch League.
Okay.
You can type Reading Slow Pitch League, and then same with our Instagram, Reading Slow Pitch League on Instagram. And all of our links that you go to sign up on Google Docs actually has an option to either sign up as a team or a free agent. And so what that does is that we get all the free agents.
Free agent, I love the sound of that.
Yes.
Does that mean I'm into the bonus round?
Right. Yeah. So all of our free agents, we send the list out to our coaches before the season starts, and then everyone who signs up, you know, we try to get them on teams.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You know what? That's wonderful, in fact, you know, because there's maybe people out there that this is what they want to do, but they really didn't know how to do it until now.
Yeah, or maybe they moved here, maybe they have nobody,
yeah.
You know, maybe they're going to college or, you know, kind of they came here for a job and they just don't have, you know, that group of friends. And,
And slow pitch, I mean, and I'm not denigrating at all because you have really great players out there, but it is easier.
Mm-hmm.
It is easier to play than fast pitch. I'm going to talk about fast pitch. Or baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, but slow pitch, slow pitch, I can see it, you know, on a warm night, you're kind of sitting out there and watching the teams play and poke fun at each other, and then you're sitting there sipping your whatever you're sipping.
Oh, and we have the best sunsets out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you don't play any type of sport?
How are the lights? Lights okay out there?
The lights are good. Yeah,
really good.
Lights are
really
good.
Okay, good. Fields in good shape?
The fields
we're working
are
on. Fields.
In progress.
Now, you all probably do work on the fields. I know the hockey guys
we don't work on the fields whatsoever. We don't do any type of maintenance to the park itself.
Okay.
The city runs
it
all. But it's been a topic of discussion since day one, since the park's
reopened. And here's the reason why, in my opinion, having played baseball a lot in my life and softball, if that infield hasn't been raked and, you know, and rolled, you get some bad bounces out of that. And, you know, all of a sudden you've got one that, you know, because it hits a obvious impediment there, comes up and smacks you right between the eyes. Mm-hmm. So
well, it's a very unique setup. It's, you know, our batter's box is a dirt.
Yeah.
And then it all transitioned to the infield and outfield, which is all turf.
It's all turf.
It's all turf.
Okay.
But the turf hasn't been replaced in 20 years. So it's been a topic of discussion, that's for sure.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. But you still can play, but you don't want to see anybody get injured.
Correct.
I mean, especially when, you know, you're in your 30s or 40s or older, and you go down on something like that. It just takes you longer.
It does. It does, yes.
Okay. Well, this is really a cool thing. I got a chance to meet Christian and Jessica Santos. They head up the Reading Slow Pitch Softball League. And I'm just really glad that you all were able to come on this morning. Now, you can take the show and link it to your Facebook site if you want to so they can listen because you got a lot of good information.
Mm-hmm.
And so good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
If I wasn't busy at 2 in the morning, I'd probably be out there.
Well, they can't sleep.
We have cornhole going on that night, too.
Yeah, cornhole going on.
Cornhole,
yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Is there a cornhole league out here?
There is.
I bet there. You know what? This is, you know, when you get 25-hour day sports, Mm-hmm. So you go to ESPN, and I get like 8 channels there because it comes with the package I have. I see the collegiate cornhole champions, which means they're getting scholarships.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see things like pickleball. Okay, I understand pickleball. But there was a couple others. One was throwing football. Now, I don't think this is throwing a football on a roof. They were televising this. They throw it on the roof, and then they run around and see if they can catch it. You know, they've got to throw it to this one location, and then it comes down off the roof and see if you can catch it. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
I mean, this might be something we can run ourselves.
I think our 14-year-old has a future.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with your overnight excursion, your sleepover out at the softball field.
Thank you.
And, when you get ready to start next season again, come on by.
Awesome.
And we'll talk about it again.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. It really was. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to have Korean veterans with us right after our break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Great bump music there, my friend. Great bump music. Good morning. Welcome back to Tree Pie Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yeah, you know what? Insurance and financial matters being so squirrely this year, even though the stock market keeps going up and up and up. Do you have the right insurance plans? Well, how about an opportunity for a free review and evaluation? Business owners, families, seniors, business owners, like I said, and veterans. A free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two separate divisions in Judy's office. One's insurance and one's financial matters. All manned by experts in their fields. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. Take advantage of that. Well, we do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm real happy. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And I am here with the dynamic duo, Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Carl, first, I'd like to thank you for allowing us some time here on your program.
Well, first of all, I don't have a choice. And because Frank comes in once a month, sometimes twice. He sits down and refuses to leave until he gets all his people scheduled.
Persistent.
I'm going to do it tonight, today. I mean,
you're going to do it today after the show, too?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Veterans organizations always got a spot here. Slow pitch law, softball, they've always got a spot here. This is a community radio station, my friends. You know that.
Of course.
And businesses, politicians, everybody. We like to think that we give a voice to people that ordinarily wouldn't get voices.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of our credo, giving a voice to those who don't have another place for it. Okay. So what's the latest?
Well, I'm going to say good morning to my wife, Frances. She's listening this morning, having coffee there. Next month, on August 17th, we're going to be married 69 years.
69
years. And a year from now, we're going to have a big party, our 70th.
70th?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to be, what, 90 what?
In December, I'll be 95.
95, yeah. Linda's daddy just turned 95 July 4th. Or July 5th.
Anyway, this, the Korean
veterans. He's kind of like you. He gets around. And
who is that?
My father-in-law.
Oh.
He turned 95. And they've been married something like that a long time, too. Got married while he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I've seen old men, and I refuse to be one.
Don't look Never look over your shoulder. It's catching up with you.
This coming Saturday is our monthly meeting. We always have it on the third Saturday every month at the Country Waffle for the Korean Veterans Association. And the meeting starts at 12 o'clock, so if anybody wishes to attend and have lunch there should arrive by 11 o'clock, so you're not ordering during our meeting. And anyway, our guest speaker is going to be Kim Chamberlain. She's going to speak about her trip to Washington, D.C., where she went to the Korean Memorial there, and also she attended a graduation at Annapolis. She's probably on your program. They sponsored this a cadet there for the Naval Academy, and they went to his graduation.
That's great.
Anyway, she's going to be our guest speaker. Anyway, well, I'd like to mention that one of our longtime members, Bill McKinney, died. He died on June 24th at the Reading Mercy Hospital. And a military service will be held Monday, the 20th, at the Igo Cemetery in the chapel at 11 a.m. Memorial event will be soon after at the Anderson VFW starting at 12:30. All are invited. Please bring memorable items of Bill to share. As a side note, Bill was a school teacher serving many years as a history teacher at Anderson Elementary. I think there's thousands of people in Shasta County who are students of his.
I'm sure there are, if you've been in there for like 30 years.
There's a note about this on the bottom here.
Yeah, he was also chapter commander for a couple of years, too.
Of the Korean Veterans Association.
Yeah, he was a past commander.
All right.
I have a print here from Korean War Veterans National list for our chapter, and he's listed as he joined in January 1, 1991. That's as a life member. That's 35 years ago where he joined the Korean War Veterans.
Okay.
And
well, God bless him.
I got
for his service and for his service not just to his country but service to our community. Bill McKinney.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who if you run into he was a teacher for him.
When you teach that long, I'm sure you taught for what 30 years or something like that.
Yeah,
down in Anderson. Yeah, I imagine every kid that went through the school.
I talked to his daughter Amy a couple of days ago and said that he originally started teaching up in Washington State or Oregon, and then later moved in our area here and then ended up at Anderson for years as a history teacher.
Yeah.
At Anderson.
So what else we got going on, guys? Frankie, what do you got going?
I'm busy getting a whole list of people, veterans that are going to be on the air, which I'm going to come after the meeting at 9 o'clock when you get free time and go over all these different organizations or veterans that need airtime for next month while the calendar is still open. So at this moment, we're gearing up for the big event at the VFW in Anderson to honor a very great, wonderful guy, Bill McKinney. And he spent a lot of times in the last 6 or 7 years in the hospital and at home with diabetes real bad.
Do you all ever get involved with this stand-down event?
Bill McKinney, as far as I know, no.
No, I'm talking you all. Do you two ever get involved with the stand-down?
I've been involved with it for at least 15 or more years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's coming up in October.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, I think, in fact, Jim's coming in
tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow to talk about it. Yeah. Okay. So what else is going on?
Well, I'm involved in a gun raffle here. I'm a member of it's called Shasta County Gun Owners. It's part of the California Rifle Pistol Association.
Uh-huh.
And all proceeds from our gun raffle go to support the Second Amendment. And there's three guns are going to be raffled off. The tickets are only $10. And one is a rifle, one's a handgun, and one is a shotgun. And the rifle is a Kel-Tec Sub 200. It's a semi-automatic 5.7mm carbine. And it folds in half, and it has 200 rounds of ammo come with it. The second gun is a Canic METE MC9 California version of a 9mm semi-automatic pistol.
Uh-huh.
And the third one is a Winchester SXP Hybrid Hunter 12-gauge. Anyway, the tickets are $10. And when you buy one ticket, you have three chances to win because the way they're going to run it, they're going to pull three tickets. The first ticket, they call that person and get to pick the gun they want. And there's two guns left. The second ticket, they pick the one. And the third one, they get the one that's left over. So
what if they're not there?
Well, they'll get hold of them.
Okay, and they still get first choice.
We have the name and phone number on every ticket.
Okay.
So anyway, once they establish who gets the first one. And
okay.
The guns
that's a good way of doing it.
The guns come from PJ's Gun Cave in Cottonwood.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, and there's only five tickets being sold, and the drawing is October 8th.
How many tickets being sold?
500.
500, okay.
And there's three guns. So one ticket, you got three chances to win a gun with one ticket.
It's better than winning. You get better chances than winning the lotto. Yeah, I'll keep that. So, Okay.
So anyway, I have tickets, and my phone number is 530. Come on, get your pencil out. I want to hear a phone call from you to buy tickets. 530-246-9131. And I have tickets, so it's a good chance to win. You got three chances for $10.
Okay.
That's it.
Anything else?
Well, he's also going to be selling guns for the Marine Corps.
Yep. It's not too early to say his Marine Corps birthday ball will be November 10th.
Yeah.
Will be a lot more information going out. Last year we oversold it, but got everybody in.
Yeah.
This year we're limiting it to 350 people. And it will sell out. So when we start talking about it, and you need to hop right on Eventbrite, get your tickets, reserve your seats. Okay. Anything else?
So when do you think you're going to have tickets available?
They'll go online probably in September.
Yeah, I've been dealing directly with Linda Boatwright, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I told her.
That's different. That's raffle tickets.
Yeah, I just had two requests. Only three digits on the part, on the number. Three digits, all we need. We don't need five, six.
Mm-hmm.
And non-gloss paper, because some ballpoints will not write on high-gloss paper. And,
no, they won't.
And gel pens won't dry, and you smear them before they dry. So I just, that's the only two.
Did you talk to Linda about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year
that'll be fixed. Okay.
That's my only two requests.
All right. Anything else, gentlemen? That it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And you're having your meeting this Saturday.
Yeah, we were always the third Saturday at the Country Waffle.
And again, we want to emphasize that this, the Korean Veterans Association, doesn't mean Korean War veterans. It means anybody that served in Korea is invited to this. And it could be TAD, it could be a temporary additional duty, it could be permanent stationed there, but everybody's welcome. It's going to start at noon at the Waffle House, but if you want to eat, get there a little bit early.
Get there by 11 o'clock.
Kim Chamberlain's going to be the speaker, and she was just back in D.C. And also at Annapolis for a graduation there of the midshipmen.
Also, we're also opening up the door to any Vietnam vet, too, because we do have two chapter members that are Korea and Vietnam. So we're opening that up for them.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on down, taking your time. All right, we're good.
And make sure you come to the service for Bill McKinney on Monday at the Igo Cemetery at 11 o'clock.
You got it. Okay. Thank you, Carl. Okay. Thank you, too, for everything you do for our community. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. They're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. Life-changing jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your daubers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Devon. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, you need to talk to an expert, and that's Patrick Gorman. Not getting treatment because of denials or they just keep dragging things out, you know, you do need help. You need assistance from somebody who understands the system and will fight for you. Again, Patrick Gorman. Work injuries can be life-changing, and maybe you'll never go back to that same job, so you need to be retrained. All of these things fall in an impact on you, your family, and your employer who wants you to come back. And if it's dragging out, it's hurting everybody. So why not get somebody that understands the system and is going to fight for you? Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation when you call, or go to GormanComplaw.com. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Okay, do you follow soccer, Ben?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, it looks like the final matchup is set with Spain facing Argentina Sunday in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And then I guess England and France. France and England will compete for a bronze in Miami on Saturday. Now, I thought, for some reason, I thought I saw a score that England beat Argentina. Obviously.
Well, Argentina scored late to beat them.
Did they? Because they showed it was 2-2 or 3-2. Oh, did they score? Was it Argentina 3? Or why don't you look that up real quick?
It was 2-1.
It was 2-1, then it became 2-2.
No, it was 2-1 was the game.
Oh, that was the game.
Yeah.
Well, I must have been looking at a different score then. Okay, I must have been looking at a different score. So Argentina with, maybe the best player in the world, Messi,
yep.
Yeah, supposedly the best player in the world. Plays for Argentina.
Yeah, he probably is.
You know what? I never follow soccer. But maybe it's because it was here in the United States, and maybe it's because our guys made a run at it. And just the excitement of it, seeing this. And people coming in from all over the world, loving our country and loving our people. But just the excitement and seeing all of these stadiums packed. 65,000 people, and they're screaming about for a sport they probably don't even understand.
I was, they used some of these stadiums, and there's other stadiums that were bigger. Like, I don't know why they didn't use, but, you know, like Ohio State, their football stadium has over 110,000 people that can fit in it. Michigan's got a huge stadium. Like, I wonder if it's just because where they're located at, they just weren't
it
like.
It could be. They didn't have maybe the facility. Well, you know, I don't know. It seems like they would have the facilities for all the tourists and everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
Because those are big cities. Maybe because.
If you think about that, though, I mean, 65,000 compared to like 110,000?
Yeah.
You know, almost double what you could fit in a stadium.
Yeah, and I'm thinking part of it could be is they were using the NFL stadiums.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the facilities in the stadiums.
That's probably what it is.
And they pulled all of their turf out and put in grass.
Yeah, so
every one of those stadiums.
A lot of the linguistics that, you know, a lot of things that went into it just.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might have had something to do with it. Maybe the teams sponsored, maybe those cities that are going
to
have.
I'm sure those cities probably had to have enough, you know, hotels and stuff for people coming in.
Yeah, and I'm sure they paid some money, too, to FIFA, because FIFA is a very corrupt organization. There's a documentary, it's like Backshot or something like that. This guy investigated FIFA for like 15 years. And finally, he and then the FBI got into it. And it was organized crime the way they were doing it. I mean, it was the same things like the mafia might do, you know? Taking kickbacks, wire fraud, all these things. And, many of their top officials got arrested for taking bribes, giving bribes. It was an extraordinary documentary. So
I'll have to watch that.
Oh, and by the way, yesterday somebody called in and said that you cannot recycle Tesla batteries, lithium batteries. And I had somebody else come in and send me the work on it, the paperwork on it that shows that you can recycle the lithium batteries. So. You can recycle the Tesla, at least the Tesla ones. So maybe they make theirs different. Those can be recycled. So, okay. I didn't want it to leave like that, thinking that you couldn't recycle any of the batteries, but you can in Tesla. All right. Iran. We're hitting Iran again. We keep hitting it. I don't know at what point, you know where their nuclear is. You know, it's covered up with all types of stuff. Is it one of those things that where if they ever try to open it up again, every time they try to open it up again, a missile from someplace in South Dakota comes in and just hits it again, or drones come over and just close it again, and how long can this last? So, But President Trump, when he started it, and as we've heard before, it's over. They're coming to the negotiation table. And you've got to, you know, when they say they're coming to the negotiation table and they said, okay, we're going to do away with our nukes. We're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz and all this. You've got to react to what they're saying, even though you probably know, not even deep in your brain, but you know they're not going to live up to it. It's got to be extremely frustrating for somebody that is always in a hurry, like Trump. Yeah, this must be extremely frustrating. And then the point is, do we have to put boots on the ground? And that is a huge decision if you're going to do that. Hey, closer to town here, just so before we take a break, Bissell Foundation is going to cover all the pet adoption fees at Haven Humane. Beginning Saturday and continuing through next week, the foundation will cover adoption fees up to $70 for qualifying pets at Haven Humane. Since launching the program a decade ago, the foundation says more than 400,000 pets have found permanent homes through the initiative. So if you're looking for one and if you start Saturday, they're doing the Empty the Shelters adoption event. take a good look at the animals down there. And we got Buford from there. And he has just been a great dog for us. And I've just run into so many other people that have gotten their animals from Haven Humane. And it is a great place to find your next pet. All right, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we've got Simpson University.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Arneth Thomason. Tightening the screws on Iran, the U.S. stepping up airstrikes on the Islamic Republic as control of the Strait of Hormuz remains key to the dispute between Washington and Tehran. The American military struck multiple sites.
Hitting targets farther north as well as areas around the capital, Tehran, and firing into a ship accused of trying to break the U.S. naval blockade. Iran again retaliating with missile and drone fire targeting Bahrain and Kuwait. Tehran says U.S. strikes have killed more than 35 people in recent days and wounded more than 300.
I had to take tough action because they did not obey what they're supposed to obey. I mean, they just didn't do it.
But at the U.S. Army War College in Pennsylvania Wednesday, President Trump insisted Iran is looking to strike a deal. That interim deal to end the war appears to have been shredded. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump will address the nation this evening, a primetime speech from the White House, expected to focus at least in part on election integrity.
It's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But this, what we're going to be talking about Thursday is it doesn't get bigger. Because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things, too, but it's going to be a very big announcement.
There have been dozens of high water rescues across parts of waterlogged South Central Texas, the region flooded by days of torrential rains, and it's not over yet. Across the northern U.S., it's heat, all that humidity, and smoke across a vast area, close to 200 wildfires burning in Canada, filling the air on this side of the border with a smoky haze. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 137 points, while the Nasdaq down 164. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Spring is here, and if you're staring at a home improvement project, wondering how you're going to pay for it, or looking at a big credit card bill piling up, I want you to know about my friends Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian have been helping families like yours tap into something they already have, equity in their own home, a HELOC, a cash-out refi, a debt consolidation loan to wipe out those high-interest credit cards. Whatever fits your situation, Fellowship Home Loans will build it around you. Everything's done in-house, one roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your very first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know your name and treat you like family. I know. I'm a customer. Right now, they're offering a free mortgage checkup. No pressure. Just a real look at your options. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Deep in the rainforest jungles of the Democratic Republic of Congo, researchers have found something new. It's a new species of monkey.
This search started with one blurry photograph of an unusual-looking monkey taken nearly 20 years ago. That led scientists to set out with cameras, microphones, and genetic tests that have now confirmed that this primate with black fur and pinkish-orange lips is a distinct species. Its bright facial colouring could be a visual signal, perhaps to help attract a mate. The monkeys also have a unique call to announce their presence in dense forest. Dean chose the Latin name Colobus congoensis in recognition of the natural diversity in DRC. They hope that now the animals are officially a new species, they can be formally protected.
The BBC's Victoria Gill. The French National Assembly has given final approval to a bill allowing adults with incurable illness to receive lethal medications. News and analysis at townhall.com. In Washington, D.C., the Reflecting Pool saga goes on.
An Associated Press team viewed the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool from the Washington Monument and spotted the color change from American flag blue to gray. The pool was drained and debris was removed after Independence Day fireworks. Trump's renovation project has faced setbacks, including algae blooms and peeling paint. The project's cost soared from $1.5 million to over $16 million by June. Trump blames vandals for the problems, while critics point to poor repair work. Several people face charges for allegedly damaging the pool. Kaya Punjwani, Washington.
More than half of House Democrats have voted to strip $3.3 billion in U.S. aid from Israel. Yesterday's 104-314 vote was not enough needed for passage, but it does show a deepening divide among Democrats in the aftermath of the war in Gaza. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Takes you to our website. Got a bunch of great information on there. All of our guests for this week and be coming weeks. Linda is achieving greatness this morning. She left at 6, heading to the doggy park. She starts early there, and then she swings around and does, like, 12 different things. One of them is picking up a new processor that was supposed to be delivered yesterday by UPS or, one of the companies, and they said they'd be there from 3 to 5. Well, according to my Ring camera on the and when they rang the doorbell, it was 1 o'clock. Nobody's there at 1 o'clock, and they said, you have to sign for it. So our new processor, so we can get our red microphone back up online, is floating around out there in the nether region of in somebody's truck. And so they said they'd be there between 12 and 2 today. So somebody will be there. But they won't be there. They'll come up 10 or 5 or something like that. So I'm sure other people run into this. At least the two-hour window is better than getting, we'll be there between 8 and 5 today. 8 and 5, that's the best you can do? Oh, it's a busy day. Good morning, Ben. I'm just,
good morning.
Just ranting. Yeah, it just got me started. So, National Cherry Day.
And National AI Day.
National AI Day.
And National Dole Whip. So Dole Whip
okay.
is...
What is that?
It's dairy-free, and it's basically like just ice cream that is not ice cream. It's like fruit.
It's like a fruit whip?
Yeah.
Okay, they just whip up fruit to it, and then they freeze it.
Pretty much, but it's like soft serve.
Oh, okay. Dole Whip.
Yeah.
I've heard of Cool Whip.
Nope.
That's different.
Definitely different.
Okay. I wonder who invented Cool Whip. All right, that's for another show. Hey, weather, my friends. Okay, today's weather that I'm going to read to you with the highs and the lows is the same as the weather next Wednesday. So today, sunny and hot with a high near 99. Calm winds becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 66. Wind southwest, west-southwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. That is the same forecast between now and next Wednesday. Same temperatures are close to the same temperature, same evening. So it makes your job of saying what the forecast is much easier. But it just gets boring. 99. Why can't they just say 100 or 96? No, 99, 96. Anyway, and your weather reports. Anyway, it's going to be hot, my friends. It's going to be close to the triple digits. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure you don't leave anything in your car for any length of time. It only takes it like 20 minutes to go from 90 outside to like 130 inside your car. So be very careful with what you leave in your car. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that's provided outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Simpson University and Angie Hurtado.
Yes.
Who is the director of the degree completion.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, we're going to need to turn her up just a little bit. There you go, and get in there. Perfect. So tell us about you a little bit first. Did they tell you I was always going to ask about you?
No, but I figured.
Yeah, okay, well, I've got this extensive background investigation we did on you once we found out that you were coming. No, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I grew up in Weed, California, so about an hour away.
Did you take a lot of harassment when you left Weed and you went off to school?
Yeah,
and they say, where are you from? Weed, California.
Yes.
Did they treat you different?
It was always a fun fact to share. So, yeah.
Gosh, because it comes up all the time.
You'll
see it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Going to Weed, California. And then you drive in and, you get the T-shirts and, hey, I spent a night in Weed.
Right. And it didn't help that I went to Weed High School.
Yep.
And my colors were green. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Weed's an interesting community, and I got kind of a history lesson from a friend of mine that lives up in the Tenet area.
Oh, okay.
And, about Weed and how, one, it was settled, but then, right after the war, an infusion of, Southern African American families
mm-hmm.
coming in in the logging industry.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And talked to a teacher up there, and he said when they'd have parent teacher night, he said it wouldn't just be the parents, it'd be grandparents
mm-hmm.
coming in
mm-hmm.
and was talking about that.
Yeah, there's a documentary on that.
Yeah, it's a literal fact mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
And then of course you just had that horrible fire up there.
Yes.
Started by some, I hope he's in jail.
Yeah, well, there's the two. There's a Bulls fire, which my parents lost their home in their fire.
Oh,
in the
I'm
fire.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then there's a Mill fire that was not too long ago as well. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Linda, she's here. She calls somebody that's an arsonist as a terrorist, and her and maybe they are. But Weed does it stay around the same population?
It
seems like it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
I think there was a little bit of a dip after the Bulls fire.
Yeah.
But, they're doing great now.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the houses been rebuilt
mm-hmm.
and all that there.
Yeah.
What's the name of that supermarket downtown? Ray's?
Oh, Ray's.
Ray's.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Always stop at Ray's on our way up to spend time up in the ranch. And you get in there, and it's got everything.
Yeah.
It's got everything in there.
It does.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you're born and raised in Weed, and then you went off to school?
Yeah, so I was born in Waurika, grew up in Weed, and then I came to Simpson to go to college.
Okay.
And, I came in, then I graduated, I stayed, and I've been working at Simpson for 18 years.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I love it there.
You ever been to any of the Citizen Advisory Committee?
No, I haven't.
Well, I've been on that for a long time, maybe since it was incepted.
Wow.
And every so often different groups come through there. You need to come through there and talk to us at some point.
Yeah.
And so then you're now the director of degree completion.
Yeah, so I did work for several departments there. I worked for admissions as a recruiter. I worked in alumni relations, registrar. And then I was, for the last 5 years, I was the assistant director of the TRIO program, where we work with students who are first-gen low-income students.
Uh-huh.
And then this last year, I transitioned back into degree completion. I was there for 13 years. Then I was in TRIO for 5 and then came back as the director of degree completion.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're going to talk about degree completion when we get back from this break.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry shop of choice. Why? Because they are good people there. They know what they're doing. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. All of, watch repair, jewelry repair, get your battery back into your watch. But then they have a super selection of jewelry, Native American, estate jewelry, plus all the new stuff at very fair prices. And they're good people down there. In fact, they've won Best in the North State for 4 years in a row. locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the road from C.R. Gibbs, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Angie Hurtado.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Parker.
Ladies, it's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Humps are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy two-night event. Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 free slot play.
For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the state line.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR. George Strait, what a great song that is. I think I heard him sing that, believe it or not, a long time ago in a bar in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Country Western bar. I think it was him, but I wouldn't bet money on it. Hey, this is a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, competitive benefits, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401k, and more for both full-time and part-time. go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And I'm here with Simpson University, Angie Hurtado, who is Director of Degree Completion.
Yes.
So what is Degree Completion?
Degree Completion, it's a program designed for adult students who are busy, working, have a family, started college and never finished, and want to come back and finish their degree. They can finish in 12 months. And
okay.
Most of our programs, they're fully online. We just have two that are hybrid.
Okay.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. You have to... Part online, part you have to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And which two are those?
That's psychology. So that we have two formats. We have fully online for that one. And then the hybrid, they have classes every Tuesday from 6 to 9. And they also do an online course at the same time. The other one we're going to relaunch is the new RN to BSN program that starts in the fall. And that one, the classes will be on Wednesday nights as well. So they'll take one class for 7 weeks. Every Wednesday from 6 to 9, and at the same time, they do an online 7-week course.
Okay. If you get a psychology degree, what do you do with that?
You can do a lot of things with it. The majority of our students, so I have a degree in psychology.
Okay.
So I was able to be a director, advisor, work at a university. There's so much you can do. But the majority of our students go on to get their master's.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have what's called the Master's in Community Counseling degree, where they get their MSc.
I was thinking they could go on into the counseling
mm-hmm.
area. So that
yeah.
is, you see a lot of them.
Yeah,
that.
The majority of our students go from their psychology degree into the Master's in Community Counseling.
Okay, so I've already got a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my master's. So, but if I wanted to get a degree in psychology,
mm-hmm.
let's say, you take all my previous classes,
mm-hmm.
even though they might have been a few years ago?
Yeah, for sure.
And you count all those,
mm-hmm.
and then you figure out which classes I have to take to get my...
Yeah, so the, yeah.
It's probably harder, isn't it?
No, so it's, I mean, you would probably would just finish, yeah, in 12 months. But the way that the program works is in order to receive your bachelor's degree from our program,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a total of 120 credits.
Okay.
So in a perfect world, a student would transfer in about 84 credits, what
okay.
we call your outside GE, general
mm-hmm.
ed. So say they go to Shasta College, COS,
sure.
Butte. They do about 2 to 3 years, and then they transfer to us. And if they have all 84, then they finish our program. It's 36 credits in our major.
Okay.
So that's where they do 12 credits a semester. They do 3 semesters back-to-back and then finish. So if a student starts in the fall, they would do the fall semester, the spring, and they finish by summer.
At the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fast. Now, some students, they can transfer in with less than the 84. So say if they have – so students can get accepted with 62 of those 84.
Okay.
But then they have a little bit of a gap where they have to complete those credits. So
mm-hmm.
we have lots of options. One of our biggest things is that we do have what's called credit for prior learning, like job training credit.
Military,
yeah. So if they have professional training or some credit that they did in their job, they can submit those for review for credit. We also accept CLEP tests, so students can test out of a category. If they're really good at math, they can test out of that and receive credit for that. There's other ones, too. Or foreign language. There's some for foreign language. And then also, yes, and then there's we have our program. We offer what's called TAG. So students can take courses in our program from a different major at a discount for just $200. So there's a little bit. So if students want to get as close to the 84 or need some options, there are other options. They don't have to wait until they have 84.
Okay. So somebody had started, say, Shasta College.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great starting
yeah.
place. But then they went on with their life.
Right.
They're working and all this.
Yes.
So it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And to be for advancement, they want to get that degree.
Right.
And this sounds like a great place to mm-hmm. do it at, because you can do it. If most of them, except for 2 classes,
mm-hmm.
you can do all online
mm-hmm.
there. And then do you when you graduate, you get your degree, do you walk down the aisle?
You do, yeah.
You do with your gown and your little mortarboard on top of your head?
Yeah. So, and that, actually, that's exactly who our program is designed for students who – they started college and got married, or they got a
yeah.
job and weren't able to finish, and that's what it's degree completion. They come back and finish. But we are also finding, yeah, single moms who need a career
yeah,
advance
absolutely.
And they finish their degree
yeah.
at an affordable price now with this new scholarship. But
and we haven't even talked about
yes,
that. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Yes,
right.
We were talking about a scholarship.
Yes.
And that's perfect. My wife's watching a series right now about a single mom.
Oh, okay.
And she was in school and got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and had to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that maybe you got married in school, mm-hmm. didn't work out,
right.
and now you're working, but you'd like to complete it,
mm-hmm.
and now you can,
right?
And give yourself that step to that next level you want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of our students, we've had students who got married while they're in the program, engaged, had a baby and stayed in the program, some who unfortunately went through divorce, or we had a student who lost her son in a car accident and she stayed in the program. So it is designed for those students who life happens and they want to finish their degree to advance their career.
Okay. Now, tell us about the scholarship.
Yes. So we're so excited to launch this. This is our first announcement. So everyone's hearing it here for the
this
first time.
This was the big announcement that Connor was talking about, because usually you're all on last Thursday.
Uh-huh.
He said, can we move it back? We got big announcement. I said, sure. We got Thursday open. Okay.
Yeah, so this is where everyone's going to hear it first. But we have this new scholarship called Aspire, the Aspire Scholarship, to make it more affordable for students. So the way that it works is currently right now the program is a little bit over $21,000 to complete. Students who receive full Cal and full Pell, it's pretty much free for them. It covers. Students who receive full Pell, it's about half the cost.
Right.
So then we have about 30% of our students where we found they weren't qualifying for those grants, and it made it harder for them to afford college, so
sure.
The degree. So we came up with this program called the Aspire Scholarship, where we will offset those costs and give students roughly about an $8,000 scholarship that will bring it down to $15,000. So when they go to even like state schools, that's roughly about the same price as $15,000 to finish their bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. So now we're able to compete with other universities as well to do that and make it affordable. The economy is hard right now. It's hard for people to invest in their career, their mm-hmm. college. They're worried about that, and we want to make sure it's affordable for those students.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. And I know that being on the board there, or the advisory committee,
mm-hmm.
if you get the grants and the scholarships, you can go through Simpson.
Yes.
And come out the other end.
Right.
Owing no money.
Right.
Or very little money.
Yes. So, and that's what we tell students. Just apply. You never know.
Oh my gosh, you're better at this than I am. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're okay.
There's thousands of scholarships out there that people don't even apply for.
That's right. There is. There's something called FastWeb.
Yeah.
Now, it is a little time-consuming, but if you just go on fastweb.com and apply, there's several scholarships. I remember there's one that it's like, even if you don't have a dog, you can write about why you love dogs, and it could be $500 scholarship right there. So it's just time-consuming. You have to go through and review it. But there's lots of scholarships out there.
Yeah, I mean, you pick up, 1,000 here, 2,000 mm-hmm. there. And there's a lot of scholarships right around here in Redding and Shasta County.
Right.
Different organizations offer scholarships.
Yes, there are. But with this scholarship, mm-hmm. what we're guaranteeing is that we're capping it that no one will pay more than $15,000 in tuition for their program, which is huge.
And then you've got, part of your administration is you help students find these, Pell Grants and things like this.
Yeah, well, when they apply, they do their FAFSA, and uh-huh. then the financial aid office will review all of their information and let them know what they qualify for, for
and
Cal and grants.
Some people may qualify for special programs, maybe single mothers, maybe that's it, maybe disabled veterans.
Mm-hmm. And that's where FastWeb helps us.
Yeah,
well.
Mm-hmm. And find all of those.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Angie Hurtado, who is director of degree completion. Their announcement is they've just got a new Aspire scholarship,
yes.
and it caps the amount of money that that a student will have to pay to get their degree.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get your degree online,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it as little as a year.
Right.
But I mean, if you have to expand it out to 2 years.
Right.
Can you do it that way?
Yes, you can. So what? So the way again,
I'm just saying is maybe they can't because of the job.
Right. Right. So it is designed for busy working adults with families. So mm-hmm. Most of our programs are fully online, except we do have an option for in person for psychology. Mm-hmm. Again, the RN to BSN program will be in person this fall, but we are applying through WASC to have it changed to online next. So in fall of 2027, it'll be fully online as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but the program. So they do. They do 12 credits a semester. They do the 3 semesters. Now, if a student, and let me back up, they do 2 7-week courses the same time. They usually take a 1-week break and then do 2 7-week courses again at the same time. So each time a student is doing two courses together. Now, if that is too much for a student and they are like, hey, I don't need my degree in a year. I actually need to slow it down. I have a lot going on, you know, a lot on my plate.
Sure.
We can actually put them at part-time where they do 1 7-week course at a time, and then they finish in 24 months instead of 12 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does the
scholarship still apply?
Still applies. And
mm-hmm.
also let's get, you know, maybe some more money.
Right.
Accumulate money in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So it's flexible. You don't have to do it all in a year. You can do it over a couple
of
years.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here with Simpson University, the Director of Degree Completion, Angie Hurtado, and some good news coming out of there, making school much more affordable. Mm-hmm. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, which I understand, what is that place? Submarama is coming there, another sandwich shop. It's across the parking lot from that. Founded 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's a barbershop. It's got heads on the wall. It's got police patches everywhere. It's got military recruiting posters. It's great. It's a great place. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I've been going there for close to 20 years. Great guys down there, Tim and Logan. TV sets on. You're watching golf or game shows. And the best, one of the best things about it, besides the haircuts and those two guys, is you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy and go to Redding Cypress Square Barbershop. Sign up that way. It's a great place, my friends. You'll thoroughly enjoy getting a haircut there, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Every haircut, American made. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California.
built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong. NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran-owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, let me see. Today's Friday. Tomorrow, House of Realty. We've got, we're going to be talking stand down, for our veterans tomorrow. And all that starts at 7 o'clock. And thank you so much for joining us today. Our guest is from Simpson University, Angie Hurtado, who is the director of the degree completion, and we have found out that there's a new scholarship out there to cap the cost for people wanting to complete the degree. You can complete it in a year, or if that's too much work because of, you're in a job, you've got to take care of kids, whatever, you can stretch that out over a couple years.
Yes.
And that's good, too.
Yeah.
And the scholarship applies for one year or 2 years.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what are some of the degrees you can get?
Yeah.
I never asked that.
Yeah. So we have we have several. We have the business administration degree, where there are two concentrations. They can either choose the organizational leadership concentration or the small business entrepreneurship, and that program is fully online.
I think that's so important. Small business entrepreneurship.
Right.
When I came here and we decided to open up the station. And to this day, I'm still not sure why. It's only been 16 years. I'm sure I'll figure it out. That would have been a course I should have taken before we did this because we were, you know, feeling our way around. But that, you know, if you want to work for yourself, you're never going to work harder than when you work for yourself.
Right.
You know, if you're working for somebody, you're going to work hard and you want to do your best, but you're never going to work as hard
as
you do for yourself.
Yeah, and it's funny because my former boss, he has his degree in business, and I have mine in psychology. And so when we would advise the students, he would always argue that business was the best degree, and I would argue that psychology was. But, yeah, he said you can do anything with a business degree.
Yeah, and what would you, especially entrepreneurship, you should might maybe have a minor in psychology on that.
Right,
because, you're going to need that to counsel yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and then our newest major is criminal justice. It just launched this spring.
I heard about this. Now, okay, so criminal justice is for...
Yeah, so it's anyone who wants to study anything with, like, criminal justice. It's great for what we're finding is there's going to be a new law, I believe, in 2027, 2029, we hear different dates, but where law enforcement will now be required to have a bachelor's degree.
Yes.
Yes. So this is where it's great. We're getting out there in the community to let people know this is a great option. They can, you know, stay ahead with that.
They have to have a degree in something, right? Or is it criminal justice?
So. I believe it's in something. I'm not too familiar with it. Yes.
Now, I read about this, too, and thanks for bringing it back up, but yeah, they want all of our law enforcement throughout the state to have a college degree.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's kind of where we're putting this out there, but it just started this spring, fully online. But what's really great about this program, well, all of them, but this one, we have some really great professors that we have.
Yeah.
So we try it. We do a mix. We have, like right now, we have a professor who is the head of all of the security for Disney. And then we have, yeah, we have some local, also law enforcement who are teaching for us. We have someone who, was formerly undercover. So there's a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some who have their doctorates, but then also who are local. And that's where we want, since this is more of a local degree, we want those professors who can help those students get connected in the community.
Okay, before we go on, and I was remiss in doing this. Okay, so when we say online,
mm-hmm.
what we're saying is that you can, in front of your computer, but is there lectures there then?
So, it's
because when you're talking about somebody that's the head of security from Disneyland mm-hmm. as one of your professors,
mm-hmm.
is he retired or is he still down
He's
there?
Still there.
He's still
He's
there.
Still there.
Okay, so how, okay, I sign up for criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm accepted and it's online.
Mm-hmm.
What should I expect?
Yeah, so for the way that it, so they're all a little different, but the
yeah.
way that it mainly works is that, so they log into their Canvas, their course, to review it, and mm-hmm. then there are assignments that are due usually by Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they have the weekend to do it, there's a little mini assignment usually due Thursday for check-in, but the professor will put an assignment, there will be some readings, some videos, some lectures that they'll watch, and then they will usually have a response post where they'll type up for the class to see what they've learned. So the professor will put a discussion question. And then students will also have to reply to other students to create a discussion.
Is this a live from the professor that I'm watching, or is this like a video?
It's a video.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So some
so there's no interaction per se, but there's a lot of questions in there. So
right.
You, okay.
Right. And the professors will be, some professors, they'll say, hey, before the class starts, let's do a live video together and meet each other. So there is that option, or the student can contact the professor if they want to meet virtually.
Got it.
But it is with, we need to have that flexibility because we have students who may work graveyard or they're, you know, at different
absolutely.
Time.
So
right.
then they would miss the
right.
Okay, well that makes absolute sense.
Yeah. So, and then that
plus you're getting all their expertise.
Right.
In that, then you can ask questions.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. Yeah. So that's criminal justice. We also have liberal studies. Also, it's good for people who want to become a teacher.
Oh, it's good if we want more liberals around here.
Oh. Not a liberal study degree like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. So
more for teaching. We are in the process of waiting for what's called the PK3 approval, which is focused on early childhood education. I believe that's from kindergarten to third grade. So there will be a track for that as well. We're just waiting to hear.
So one. Somebody could already have their teaching degree in this, and then but they want to get an emphasis, say, in childhood. Or that wouldn't be for them.
Well, they can, but really, so it depends. There's single subjects and multiple subjects. So if they want to be, say, a high school teacher, they want to do a single subject, like, say, a math teacher.
Yeah.
So they want to get a math degree. If they want to do liberal studies or multiple subjects, that's where they can, it's a general degree.
Okay.
And then they can become an elementary school teacher. Now, Simpson does offer what's called the credential program, which is what's needed after you have your bachelor's degree. So what some students have a hard time understanding is that first they have to get their bachelor's degree. Usually it's in liberal studies, known as teacher education. And then they go on to get their credential to become a teacher. And that's where it's after their bachelor's degree.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
got it.
Yeah. And then we have psychology. Again, we have two options, fully online or the hybrid, which is on Tuesdays. We have social welfare, which is a human services degree. And then we are relaunching the new RN to BSN program that's starting this fall.
The new what?
RN to BSN program.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Registered
yeah.
nurse to?
Mm-hmm. To so they have their bachelor's in
got
nursing.
It. Got mm-hmm. it. Okay. Back up a couple.
Sure.
And you were talking about, what was it? The one before the nursing. Which
the
one?
Social welfare?
Social welfare.
Yes.
There's always, it seems like every time you look on jobs out there, it's social, you know, social has something to do with,
yes.
you know, the helping people, your intake
uh-huh.
or your, you know, your counselor or
right.
something. There's always jobs out there
yes.
for that. Is this what this does help train you for this?
Yeah. So Simpson does have two options. So they have what's called a social work degree. And
that's what I was
yes.
looking for.
And that
yeah.
one is in our traditional undergraduate
okay.
program. That's
right.
the day program where they go to classes
sure.
During the day. So that's social work. And that is where it's that's focused for that major. The degree completion program has a different one, which is called social welfare. It's more of a human services degree.
Okay.
But yeah, we do have those two options.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. I see those all the time because mm-hmm. O2 Staffing is one of our regular shows here, and they come in and they've got like 5 pages, and you'll see three or four of them.
Yeah,
you know, and they're all government agencies that are looking for these, and they're well-paying jobs.
Yeah,
too, out there. Okay, I'm here with Simpson University and Angie Hurtado. I'm very impressed here, Angie. You got this dialed in.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And she's the director of degree completion. And this is such an important thing. Because, say, you went to your 2 years, and then and you came, got, and life happens.
Right.
And then, but you want to complete your degree for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Some of it may just be because I want to have a degree.
Right.
Yeah. And you can do it now. Simpson, and they have a new. They have a new scholarship plan that caps the amount of money that you pay for the courses. You can spread the course over 2 years.
Right.
It's just really a good deal out there. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
To laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, sunny and hot near 99, and it's going to be like that all the way through next Wednesday. Okay? Wasn't that easy. Also, yeah, 99. It's every day, 99, 98, 97, 99, all the way through next Wednesday. Sunny and hot and clear. So take care of yourself out there. Get all your stuff done in the morning if you can. And I'm here with Angie Hurtado, who is from Simpson University, who's the director of degree completion. Now, you've got stories of why people do it, but also successes here. So illuminate us.
Yeah, thank you. So one of my favorite stories, I mean, there are so many. Again,
there must be.
Yeah, I was an advisor for, again, 13 years. You always have really cool stories, but one of my favorite ones was we had a student who went back to school to finish her degree. At the same time, her daughter was doing the traditional undergraduate degree, and they got to walk together at graduation, which is so cool. And she even said they did homework together and, you know, just provided that support and were able to bond over that. So definitely one of my favorite stories there. But the majority of our students are first-generation college students. So a lot of them always tell me, hey, you know, you don't understand. I'm the first one to graduate from my whole family, grandparents, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and to go from, we have a lot of students who say they barely even passed high school, and then they get to graduate with honors because they were able to do – they're in a different state of life.
Yeah, I was first generation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, my parents, you know, grew up in the during the Depression and then World War II.
Yeah.
And they went out and, you know, started their lives.
Yeah.
So I was the first one in our immediate family.
Yeah.
Immediate family. And my sister.
Right.
Excuse me, was the second one.
Okay. So. Yeah, which creates its own challenges because if your parents maybe didn't have that experience, it's like you kind of have to navigate that on your own, you know. And so that's where we come in and provide that support for students to make sure that they are successful.
Sure.
But I've watched, you know, I've worked at graduation for 18 years, and my favorite is when I see those adult students from degree completion walk the stage. You know, some of them are in tears because I know their story, right? Like I know, hey, that person went through a divorce, or that person got married, or they had their baby while they were in the program, or they went through all these challenges, or they struggled, but they did it. And watching them walk across the stage is emotional, you know, because we're just so proud of them.
Because
it's not the typical 18-year-old who goes off to college. It's the ones who life has happened, and they face many obstacles, and they work so hard to do it. But we've had some great people who have graduated from the program. Of course, Reagan Ortega, who's the first female police captain in Reading, graduated from our program. Jeremiah LaRue, who's the sheriff in Siskiyou County.
Well, Reagan's on the, I think she's on the advisory committee for the Reading Police Department.
Oh, is she?
From Simpson.
Okay,
That makes sense. Huh?
Yeah, so she graduated. We've had Adam McElvain, who, former mayor, graduated from our program.
Yeah.
And then also Jenny Davidson, who was recognized by the BBC as one of the top 100 influential women. So to see people, you know, and I got to be some of their advisors. So it's cool to see them go from, you know, doing their classes and navigating college, and then now going out in the community and impacting as leaders.
Angie, do you see sometimes that people in classes have got it so much together? Is they're going to get their degree.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just kind of like saying, okay, you finished college.
Yeah.
Because they've got it so, they're so able to be a success.
Yeah.
And whether they had that degree or not. But
right.
What that gives them, though, is that piece of paper,
right.
That parchment.
Yes.
That, you know.
The
that,
opportunity.
Yeah, the opportunity.
Yeah,
there.
And it's even like for me, it took me a while to do my master's degree. I just finished it. But I remember my boss told me, he said, hey, you have to get this master's degree. You're kind of capped at where, like, you can't move up until you get this
unless
degree.
Unless you get the master's.
Yeah.
Especially
so
in
like,
education when you're going to that.
Right.
I got mine because I had the opportunity that the Marine Corps sent me to the university.
Oh, that's cool.
And the idea was, you know, strategic intelligence. We talked about it. It equates to either political science or history, depending on which thing you look at. And it gave you that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And did it help with promotions or anything like that? I don't know, because Marine Corps looks at it differently.
Oh, right.
But for civilians, mm-hmm. or people in the education or anything you're doing, it does open another door,
right?
Many times.
Yes, and we have students who maybe they've been working at a local agency or business for a while, and now that they have their degree, they were able to promote to supervisor or manager or director.
Yeah, they needed mm-hmm. to do that.
Right.
Well, it's having that ability to do it. Really on your own hours,
right.
is such a benefit.
Yes.
To so many people.
Yes, and I would tell whoever's listening, just go, just do it. Just do it. Just try it. We have, so in our program, we have an advisor, Shelley Klein. She's amazing. So if someone's interested in doing the program and just wants to see, hey, if I do this, how many more courses do I need? You know, how many more credits? You know, do I need to take more? So Shelley will sit down with the student, review their transcripts. We are online as well so that she can do it remote. But she'll go over their transcripts and sit down and let them know exactly what they'll need for their program. So each class, credits, when they'll take it, she'll map it out. And at that point, someone can make the decision on if they want to do it. But I know there's anxiety, there's worry. You know, we have students who are like, hey, I use a computer, but I don't know how to do these online courses. That's where we have a support. We have a support system where we have Shelley, we have Daniel, and myself, who will help the student know how to use Canvas or learn it, how to do your response posts, how to order your books. So it's those students who, the majority of our students are not familiar with that.
Sure.
And so we train them and we help them, we support them so that they have the success. But I would just encourage whoever's listening, if you have, want to finish your degree, just try it. You know, you can even go for the first week and then drop out and get your full refund if needed.
Okay.
But, so they can come and try it and see if they want to do it. But I know for me, even with my master's degree, I mean, it had been 20 years since I had been back to school, and I was concerned about that. I mean, yes, I work in higher education, but taking classes is a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting there in class.
Right. And so going back.
And then having people grade you.
Right. And then going back to doing assignments, and you can do it. You can do it. So I'm so glad I did it, and it was a huge accomplishment for myself.
What we want to do is reach out to those people that are thinking, you know mm-hmm. what, how do I move forward?
Right.
And it could be maybe not just your job, but in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to, you know, I want to accomplish this
right.
so I can show it to my kids and family and
yeah.
that, you know, it will encourage them.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. We had a student who was 70 years old. He just wanted to just finish his degree. And that was like his life goal. And he did it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. How do people get a hold of it? How do they get into the program? What's the admin for this?
Yeah, so they can contact Daniel Lemmer. So his email is dlemmer@simpsonu.edu. He is our admissions counselor for the program. They can also just go on the Simpson website, simpsonu.edu, and then there's some links on there for degree completion /aspire.
Okay. I don't think people realize what a we've got a jewel here in town with mm-hmm. Simpson University. I'm not just talking about all the education. We've got a university here mm-hmm. in town, and Dr. Hall is leading the charge on yes. getting a medical school here. But it also is the economic impact mm-hmm. it has on Shasta County. We're talking in the tens of millions of dollars. That the school brings in here, mm-hmm. the university brings in here too. And people, you know, that's not a well-known fact.
Yeah.
And we try to talk about it because, you know, when you, not just students. The other thing about Simpson University in this time when small colleges and universities are literally closing down,
mm-hmm.
Simpson keeps increasing by 10%
right.
every year.
Yes.
And that's, you all should be very proud of that.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely shout out to Dr. Hall and his leadership and the team. Even for our program, we're ahead this year than we were last year.
Sure.
And that's Dr. Hall has supported me and put the right people around me to make sure that this is successful. So, but yeah, the difference with our program with Degree Completion Aspire is that a lot of our students, they are local, and they're people who stay in the community. So they finish their degree
yes.
and they become leaders.
Yeah.
And so they impact the community in that way.
They do. And I know a lot. In fact, I run into people that, either on the show or something, I said, well, where'd you go to school? Simpson.
Yeah.
And a lot of them say mm-hmm. that. So, okay, well, Angie Hurtado, Director of Degree Completion out of Simpson University, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, no, I learned a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
And again, tomorrow, House Realty, we're going to be talking the stand down, and I think there's somebody else rolling in here, too. So have a good day. It's going to be 99 today. Be aware, and God bless America.
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.